Beets are a great source of nitric oxide, and you can get the benefits of 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets without the beet taste. No fuss, no muss. It's a great way to get your nitric oxide in your bloodstream elevated. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this hour, and we encourage you to take part by calling 888-302-3684 with your question about medicine, nutrition. You got a health dilemma that you want me to tackle. That's the number to call, 888-302-3684. And this hour, we're going to talk about how music can help soothe the savage post-operative patient. Music aids patients recover from surgery, according to a new study. And we'll tell you precisely what to listen to if you plan on undertaking surgery. 888-302-3684. And before we get to your phone calls, though, there's some more bad news about statin drugs. Statin drugs, of course, a lot of side effects. They can cause muscle aches. They can cause liver damage. They can even cause what mimics dementia or Alzheimer's disease. And upon withdrawing statin drugs, in some cases, I've seen patients wake up from severe cognitive decline. But sometimes they don't appear to cause problems. And doctors are anxious to prescribe statins because of their touted benefits. I personally believe that statins are overprescribed, but I'm not inalterably opposed to statins for people who have had heart attacks, have had bypass surgery, have had stents, they're at high risk. And the downsides of statins may be exceeded by the potential benefit offered to patients who, you know, might be at very high risk of having a subsequent heart attack or stroke. But this is a little-known study that I'm going to share with you. It just did not make any splash whatsoever in the mainstream media, but it's very important. It has a lot of implications. And, you know, stay with me on this because the science is a little complex. But it has to do with stem cells. Now, we've heard about the benefits of stem cells for repair of the body. Stem cells are what are called pluripotent cells, which have the ability to go to a part of the body that is in need of repair and regenerate that part of the body. They're like a standby system that the body uses for regeneration. And stem cell science is in its infancy. We're not exactly sure that if we simply inject stem cells into people, that they'll always work, that they'll always do the job, that they'll always go, say, if you've got eye problems, they'll go to your eyes, or if you've got pancreatic problems, that you'll regenerate your pancreas. If indeed that worked, we would be able to cure type 1 diabetes just by injecting stem cells. They go to the pancreas, they repair the islets of Langerhans, which are failing, and then, you know, you wouldn't need insulin anymore. Well, we're not quite there yet with stem cells. But nonetheless, stem cell science is a focus of much research, regenerative medicine, and I think it's going to be big in the 21st century. That being said, how does that relate to statins? Well, statins, according to this new review in the American Journal of Physiology, may be viewed as a double-edged sword, because they appear to impair stem cell function. Now, that could be good when it comes to the proliferative changes that occur in your arteries. Your arteries literally grow plaque at a rapid rate if you're at risk for cardiovascular disease. And by inhibiting the function of stem cells, you may thereby protect yourself from blockage, and that's to the good. But statins, according to this study, are not selective in their action. They work in a broad way to suppress the activity of stem cells. And as a result, it may be that statins prevent stem cells from becoming bone and cartilage cells, for example. Statins may increase aging and reduce DNA repair abilities of stem cells. So, you know, this could be a rationale for being very, very circumspect and careful about applying statins to the general populace because, yes, you know, we're going to lower cholesterol and maybe there may be some benefit for at least a subsection of the populace who is at high risk for heart disease. But to simply give statins because people might get a heart attack or might get a stroke, this does not appear to be a useful long-term strategy, if indeed the study by the American Journal of Physiology, is correct in its assumptions. So because of these effects, the authors write, the study supports weighing individual risk when considering statins as a preventive measure because you don't want to suppress your stem cells because they're there to repair your body and to fight off the degenerative effects of aging. 888-302-3684 is their number. And when we return, we'll take more of your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural, do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we got lines open. 888-302-3684 is our number. 888-302-3684. We're here to answer your questions. But before we get to your questions, and we got a lot to talk about today, we're going to talk a little in just a moment about a new study on the relationship between testosterone and heart disease. There was concerns raised about testosterone as a treatment for men who were at risk for heart disease because it appeared to increase the risk for heart disease. New study. Well, let's hear what that says in just a moment. But before we get to that, this morning, the usual dilemma before my pre-show run. It was a question of which shall I use? Shall I use Neo-40, those convenient lozenges that are delicious and dissolve in your mouth, or mix up some super beets in water. Now comes in a black cherry flavor that tastes great. So if taste was holding you back, now's the time to give it a try. I opted for super beets, and it fueled my run, as it does for both collegiate and pro football teams and Olympic athletes who use it to boost their performance. Super beets provides the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of super beets with no beet taste. And it's not just about athletics. It's about nitric oxide, which can help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. So I invite you to join me and take the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Challenge and take both Super Beets and Neo 40 together. And when you order two boxes of Neo 40, you'll get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus you'll get a free book about the science behind nitric oxide, free saliva testing strips, and free shipping along with a money-back guarantee. Neo 40 and Super Beets together. They're tested, patented, and they work. Plus, now Super Beets comes in black cherry flavors, so you have no reason not to give it a try. Tastes great. 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeets.com. And I also want to mention that we've just put up on our website at drhoffman.com a great new intelligent medicine video, Taming Your Addiction to Food. We invite you to check it out because it's ultra important. If you're contemplating a diet, say you want to get on the straight and narrow, things have been a little lax this summer, and you want to get a little more disciplined about your eating habits, we will arm you with strategies to take back control, because the food industry has hijacked your brains using powerful food science. You can be forewarned and forearmed with this video at drhoffman.com. We're very proud of it, so check it out. All right, on the subject of testosterone, recently there was a study that suggested that testosterone was dangerous, and it got a lot of people upset because the study showed that a group of veterans at the VA hospital who were given testosterone treatment were at higher risk for heart attack and stroke. And almost immediately, when you turned on the TV, you could see advertisements from law firms that were trolling for plaintiffs, saying something to the effect, if you or a loved one has taken testosterone and suffered a heart attack or stroke, call 1-800-SUE-THE-BASTARDS, or some such thing. And, you know, we're off the races now, worried about the negative effects of testosterone. Now, I have been applying testosterone therapy to suitable patients for much of the 30 years that I've been practicing, with extraordinary benefits for the vast majority of these patients and with no such risk. So I asked myself, and I wrote an article about this entitled Hormone Nazis to Men, No Testosterone for You. Along the lines of, you know, the Seinfeld character, the soup Nazi. Well, you know, they're very, very conservative endocrinologists who say, oh, no, no, let's not go there. It's, you know, it's not proven. It's dangerous. But many mainstream respectable endocrinologists now are in favor of testosterone because they say, au contraire, it's actually not only not bad for your heart, it's actually good for your heart. It promotes circulation, and it helps to reduce the risk of diabetes and obesity, which contribute to heart attack risk. So, okay, all this is a prelude to a new study from the Veteran Affairs Database. Now, these are same men from the Veterans Administration hospitals, which states precisely the opposite. Cardiovascular benefits to testosterone replacement. This according to a study of not 100, not 500, not 1,000 veterans, but 83,000 veterans. They scanned a database of 83,000 patients, and they found that men whose low testosterone was restored to normal through gels, patches, or injections had a lower risk of heart attack, stroke, or death from any cause versus similar men who were not treated. This is a far more extensive and detailed study than the previous study, which suggested that there was risk. The study found that men who were treated but did not attain normal levels did not see the same benefits as those whose levels did reach normal. In other words, this precisely was the problem with the previous VA study. It was a one-size-fits-all study. They just gave some testosterone to some men. And interestingly, in the study, some women. Not sure how that found its way into the study. But they found that if you didn't properly test for testosterone, which we do, you know, you start with what you think is going to work, but if it doesn't work, you adjust the dose to get the right dose to get you right up into the sweet spot of optimal testosterone. That's what you want to do. And you don't want to just blindly fire away with testosterone. And that's what the previous VA study did. Also, the new VA study excluded men who had a history of heart attacks or strokes because maybe those men might not be most suitable for testosterone therapy. There may be something to it that if you have a very high risk of a heart attack or stroke, maybe, just maybe, we should steer clear of testosterone. But if you don't and you have, you know, but still, these men had existing heart disease. They had demonstrable blockage circulatory problems, but they hadn't yet had a heart attack or stroke. There was a dramatic preventive effect of testosterone. How profound was the effect? By the way, the study follow-up was 5 to 6 years, so fairly robust period of time that this study was underway. The treated men who received testosterone, get this, were 56% less likely to die during the follow-up period. Over that's an astounding improvement in their longevity. They were 24% less likely to suffer a heart attack and 36% less likely to have a stroke. So, you know, I got to say, this is a very, very reassuring study about testosterone therapy and suggests that we should not discard testosterone, bioidentical testosterone preferably. That's, you know, natural testosterone is what we always prefer. To use in our arsenal for men who, you know, not just for sexual function, not just for mood or fatigue, but also to safeguard them from the effects of low testosterone, which is to make men pudgy, tired, sedentary, and more likely to have abnormal blood sugar. It's a life-saving therapy, and it should be considered thusly, and we shouldn't be poisoning the well for the millions of men who could benefit from this useful intervention. 888-302-3684 is our number. We'll be back for some of your phone calls in just a moment here on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure too. I drink Super Beets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeets.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 888-302-3684. It might be too beautiful a little summer day for some of you to get your phones, but lines are open. In any event, if you choose not to call us today, you can email us your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. We won't individually answer all your questions by email, but we will use your questions as grist for the mill for a popular weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, wherein we answer diverse questions. You never know what's going to come up as a question that may be pertinent to you. It may be the very question you send us when you check out drhoffman.com and look at our weekly Q&A with Layla. All right. This might be a source of some confusion and consternation for people desirous of the 411 on the right kind of diet, because we've flipped the script several times. First, we said it was the low-fat diet, which was the way to go to lose weight and to get healthier. And then studies have come back and said that, no, it's not the low-fat diet. It's the low-carb diet that is most advantageous in terms of weight loss results and in terms of cardiovascular benefits. And so now, this week, a big article in the Los Angeles Times and probably in many media outlets to the effect that for fat loss, low-fat diets beat low-carb diets handily. This according to new research. So whenever I see a headline like this, I always go, okay, great, that's the headline, that's the story, let me look at the study. And I'll come to that in just a moment. But this is what the story says. It is a central dogma of the low-carb lifestyle that while avoiding carbohydrates will force the human body into fat-burning mode, any diet that fails to suppress insulin will trap body fat in place and thwart a dieter's hope of shifting to a leaner, healthier body type. That's what we say here. It's all about insulin. And so low-fat diets promote excess carbohydrate intake. It boosts your insulin, and the fat stays on your body. But they say that now researchers from the National Institutes of Health have found that the hallowed creed of Atkins acolytes doesn't hold up in the metabolic lab where dieters can't cheat. The authors of a study published Thursday this week in the journal Cell Metabolism, and not a very popular medical journal, conducted a high-tech throwdown pitting a carbohydrate-restricted diet against a weight loss regimen that reduces dietary fat. And they put these people in a metabolic ward. That's where you will get people to lock down. And the only food that they can consume is precisely what the dietitian prepares for them. So there's no cheating. There's no food records where people can lie, distort, exaggerate. Research subjects got equal calories, either a low-carb or low-fat diet, for 2 weeks. And then they switched over and they flipped the switch and they went from the low fat to the low carb and vice versa. And what they found was that certain markers of metabolism were changed in such a way that the researchers extrapolated. They devised a computer model and they projected that over 6 months, subjects who stuck with a low-fat weight loss diet would lose 6.5 pounds of body fat more than those who adhere to a diet that restricted carbs. Now, that's the key to this, to the problem with this study, is that it only lasted for 2 weeks on the right kind of diet, then you switch to the other type of diet. So a total of 4 weeks on a metabolic ward. And then they used a computer model to project the future. And that's the problem. The computer model does not mimic real life circumstances, but nonetheless, if you were to read this and without with a layperson's understanding of science, you might say, "Well, proof positive that we go back to our low fat diet to lose weight." But this is an extrapolation, a computer projection, and not based on real life experience over several months or several years. And so Los Angeles Times readers might be confused, because I pulled this from the Los Angeles Times this week, because exactly 1 year ago, they had a headline, low carb versus low fat diets, results from a new study published Monday, which stated that for losing weight and lowering heart disease risk, a low-carb diet worked better than low-fat. So this is an illustration of journalistic flip-flops, and this is the state of health journalism in America, is that, whatever the latest study is, they have lurid headlines, and they say, we've disproved this. Now, once again, study shows, and, you're off to the races based on faulty conclusions. And this article shows dramatic differences in the amount of weight lost and changes in heart disease risk for people following the low-carb diet, not the low-fat diet. And this was a surprise because they anticipated, you know, the old low-carb dogma. I say the old low-fat dogma that, you know, the less fat you eat, the less fat you'll have in your blood. But it turned out to be the opposite. The people in the low-carb group were told to have less than 40 grams of carbohydrates per day. Now, that's a pretty low-carb diet. And the people in the low-fat diet group were told to get less than 7% of their fat from saturated fat. And they were allowed to eat as much as they want, but they just had to change the proportions. And that was very, very conclusive in favor of the low-carb diet. So take that, researchers on this new study. That is an outlier among most of the scientific literature, which supports low-carb dieting. And not to say that some people don't do fine on a low-fat diet. They have a metabolism that responds well to that. But in general, that is not the case. All right. This item, Mediterranean diet might improve cognitive function. You think? You think a Mediterranean diet? Well, yeah, indeed it does. Oxidative stress and endothelial dysfunction play a role in the development of dementia. We know that. Free radicals damage the brain. An antioxidant-rich diet could provide protection. So researchers conducted an analysis of 334 participants who were following a Mediterranean diet supplemented with olive oil or nuts, and they compared that to a control group who were advised to, you know, just go on a low-fat diet. And what they found after 4 years was that there was a significant improvement in cognitive function in those following the Mediterranean diet compared to the low-fat control diet. So once again, the Mediterranean diet, not necessarily a high saturated fat diet, although it does contain, you know, some saturated fats, but it's a high-fat diet. It's got lots of olive oil, it's got avocados, it's got fatty fish and some meat and poultry. And that, again, highlights the benefits of at the very least, a moderate fat intake diet as opposed to an ultra-low-fat diet. And finally, this, and this is an extraordinary study, and this is going to become very important. We are failing to adequately address Alzheimer's disease in this country because they keep coming up with drugs, and they talked last week about the breakthrough with two new drugs that sound good, but I think previous trials with medications, they're only going to provide temporary relief and side effects will abound. So the real way to approach dementia and Alzheimer's disease is with lifestyle modification, with exercise, with an anti-inflammatory diet, such as the Mediterranean diet, and with supplements. And that's precisely what a guy named Dr. Dale Bredesen did at UCLA. Headline, memory loss associated with Alzheimer's reversed. Not just slowed, but reversed for the first time. It was a small trial. It was at UCLA. And he used a multifaceted approach using diet, exercise, meditation, and certain supplements. So what precisely was involved in that? I'll tell you. Because this could be your recipe for averting Alzheimer's or dementia, or even if you've got mild cognitive dysfunction, or if you have early Alzheimer's, this is the outlines of a program that could help. Eliminate all simple carbohydrates, gluten, and processed food from your diet. Eat more vegetables, fruits, and non-farm fish. Meditate twice a day and begin yoga to reduce stress. Sleep adequately 7 to 8 hours per night, up from 4 to 5. Take melatonin, methylcobalamin B12, vitamin D3, fish oil, and coenzyme Q10 each day. That was the nutritional supplement program. I would add other things like pycnogenol, resveratrol, acetyl L-carnitine, alpha lipoic acid, more fish oil and vitamin E, but, you know, that's pretty good. Optimize oral hygiene. Why? Because periodontal disease creates inflammation, and that can affect the heart and the brain. So floss, use an electric toothbrush, make sure you don't have gum infections. And finally, reinstate hormone replacement therapy for men and women. That would be testosterone for men and natural bioidentical estrogen for women. And it worked. And it worked for the subjects in this small study. So this is the frontier of how, you know, a non-high-tech, non-pharmacological approach to memory loss and Alzheimer's disease. These are problems that threaten to sink our economy because of the burden of care for the tens of millions of aging baby boomers that will swamp our medical system in years to come. We need to address this now. There's a critical need to get on with it and use natural approaches for staving off and even reversing cognitive decline. 888-302-3684 is our number, and this is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating often isn't even triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that can make your stomach swell and bloat, and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps by efficiently breaking down food that is challenging to digest. As a result, the undigested food occupies less space, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And, you know, some of you guys out there, you might think that it would be heavenly to have a harem, to have, you know, a wife for Monday, a wife for Tuesday, a wife for Wednesday, a wife for weekends. Polygamy is practiced in certain parts of the world. In fact, polygamy is making a comeback under ISIS. Fundamental Islam goes back to the 8th century in the Quran to justify the taking of more than one wife. And so, and you know, this whole notion of 40 virgins awaiting you in heaven, and that sounds pretty good, right? Doesn't it? I mean, it's like 31 flavors. But a new study underscores the pitfalls of polygamy. Headline: polygamy increases risk of heart disease by more than fourfold. suggesting that there may be, what is it about polygamy? Is it all the good food? Is it all, you know, like you got four wives cooking for you, you know, and that's what does you? No. It probably has to do with the stressfulness of the arrangement, of the social arrangement. Polygamy increases the risk of heart disease by more than fourfold, according to research presented at the Asian Pacific Society of Cardiology Congress. Interestingly, the researcher is a cardiologist at the King Faisal hospital and research center in Jeddah, South Saudi Arabia, where polygamy indeed is, I guess, it's permitted, right? So they held their meeting in Abu Dhabi. The 687 married men in the study had an average age of 59. Check this out. 56% had diabetes, 57% had hypertension, 45% had a past history of coronary artery disease. Around two-thirds of the men had one wife, while 19% had two wives, 10% had three wives, and 3% had four wives. Men with more than one wife were more likely to be older, live in rural areas, and have a high income, and have, well, you know, hey, maybe what's happening here, it's just correlation, not causation. It's if you're richer, you're more likely to be able to afford a lot of wives, right? So maybe this is just a study of the effects of affluence in the Middle Eastern culture. Okay, now maybe it's not just about the stress, polygamists may need more than one income. They may therefore take on extra employment or have the added pressure of traveling daily to urban areas for higher paid work, you know, support all those wives. You know, it's tough because they haven't, you know, and they don't let these wives go out of the house, right? So they don't have, you know, outside income, two-income families like we do in the West. All right, so all you guys are thinking, you know, polygamy, that could be cool. Don't, you know, don't go for it. And bigamy, forget about that. That's very stressful. All right, this one, interesting study, because we often talk about the placebo effect. The placebo effect means that you take something, and even though it doesn't have an active pharmacological effect, or maybe it does, but it has a beneficial effect beyond the pharmacological effect because you believe in it. And that may be the case, especially when people take drugs like antidepressants. Antidepressants often work because you sit across the table from a white-coated doctor with a lot of diplomas and certificates on the wall, and the doctor says, if you take this, you're going to feel better. And many studies looking at antidepressants show that antidepressants work only very slightly better than placebo pills. But placebo pills work about a third of the time, and antidepressants work about 40% of the time in many studies of depression. But it seems that, you know, if you said, look, I'm giving you a placebo, that would erase the effect, right? You know, straight out, it's like a fraud, it's a phony, and patients would smoke that out, and their skepticism would kick in, and they would get no benefit. But this is really weird. In the Journal of Pain, yeah, there is such a medical journal, they did a study on the placebo effect, and they found that the placebo effect works even when you know you are taking a placebo. So this seems to be the effect when you give medication for pain. So the researchers gave blue Vaseline to patients to rub on as a pain relief treatment. It was a placebo, just blue colored. Then they were told that the blue Vaseline was simply a placebo, but it was remarkably still effective. So, the placebo effect, very powerful effect that persists even when you blow the covers off it. And this really suggests, I mean, this is something we need to invoke in medicine. Because, I mean, a lot of doctors have a disparaging view of the placebo. They say, oh, that's just a placebo. But placebos really work. And you know what else works? Music aids patients recover after surgery. This according to an article in The Lancet. In a study entitled Music as an Aid for Postoperative Recovery in Adults, the study looked at 7,000 patients around the time of surgery, and so what they did is they gave patients headphones that either played white noise or soothing music. And the data actually included patients who'd undergone surgery with or without anesthesia. So obviously these are patients who would be suffering from postoperative pain and distress. And what they found was that music indeed helped patients recover from surgery. The kind of music, the timing and duration made little difference to the outcome. And the researchers say currently music is not used routinely during surgery to help patients in their post-operative recovery. A corollary to that is that surgeons operate more effectively when music is played in the operating room. So the only problem is, you know, music can make it difficult for surgeons to communicate, but music indeed can be a healing modality for surgeons to use. Thanks very much for joining us. Please check out drhoffman.com, subscribe to our newsletter, listen to our podcast. This program is but at the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. So check it out at drhoffman.com. Have a great weekend. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman.